we're fair to say this is one of our favourite segments of the week, isn't it, Fletchy boy?
Absolutely, I love it.
Let's do this. Let's cross the border. Let's speak with Badge and Sats. G'day, boys.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, we're going all right.
Just off air, we're talking to Gibbo, who's easily the best panel operator in the company, even ahead of Woogie.
The country.
He's winking at us as you say that.
What?
He's a weird dude, isn't he?
Who, Gibbo or?
Gibbo.
Yeah.
Gibbo's a weird dude, isn't he?
Yeah. Very, very strange. We're going to call him Curtis. That's his new nickname.
What's Curtis?
Curtis Strange.
Curtis Strange. There you go. Sorry, yeah.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
What did you think of the footy over the weekend? Talk to us.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I loved it. Oh, as a Penrith fan, obviously I loved that game on Saturday night. I thought they were lucky not to get that penalty against them, Jerome Luai, but Friday night, what about one of our good mates, Fletch, Ryan Girdler, who lives on the Northern Beaches? He's teed off on Manly, has he? I don't know whether anyone's going to buy any coffee from his coffee shops anymore in the Northern Beaches after saying what he said. They're flat track bullies.
That's exactly what we thought. But he does have a point.
There's a method to his madness if it's being Gerds.
Well, I'm very keen on the Bunnies. We were just saying, you saw it in the South Penrith game. The week off does wonders.
Yeah.
Now, South have basically had 2 weeks off, 14 days, albeit they would have had some sort of fitness on the weekend, but I just can't see South getting beat by Manly.
Did you have the week off?
Can that work? Fletch? Can that work against you, Bo, having a week off playing, having a week off? And
I don't think, not these days.
Well, Badge, as I've been saying, however it plays out this weekend, the narrative will be there to suit. So if Melbourne Storm get beat, people will be saying, oh, the week off doesn't help. They had rested players in the final round. And however, if they smash Penrith, they'll say, oh, the Panthers are tired and it was a fresh week. Whatever happens, they'll make it to their advantage.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Wayne Bennett scenario, Badge. Now, Wayne Bennett, he was coaching you guys in 1987, right? If he makes the grand final, and I mentioned this to Fletch, if he makes a grand final, he's made a grand final in five different decades.
It's insane, isn't it?
Isn't that just remarkable?
Yeah.
He took Souths in Brisbane to two grand finals before that, Canberra, in 84, 85, before he went to Canberra. And, he's got the knack. I mean, he's a great coach, but he's got this real knack about getting the best out of his side in grand finals. I think he learned a lot in 1984. We played against the great Wynnum Manly side with Wally Lewis and Gene Miles, Greg Dowling, Colin Scott, and they beat us 42-8. And he said the next year's grand final, 85, when we had a close win, 10-8, he learned so much from the year before about who he needs in the team and how to go about his business. And he knows what he's doing, that's for sure.
This will be his greatest accomplishment. If he can win the... Look, I can't think of...
Dragons?
Yeah, but this is bigger.
You reckon it's bigger?
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you why. Because if he wins the grand final, he's got to beat a team... No matter whether it's Melbourne or Penrith, he's got to beat a team who's already put 50 on him, right? So he's got to do that. He's also, I don't recall a team who has lost their marquee superstar and still won the competition. Do you blokes, can you guys recall a marquee superstar unavailable and the team still won the comp?
Yeah, can't think of one. I go back to 2006 when...
Brad Clyde, 1990, but we had a few other...
Yeah, well, in a salary cap era, you know, where you're so dependent on...
Yeah. Well, you weren't getting cash, Badge.
Exactly. You didn't have your own poker machine.
There's only one. Mel had a couple.
I look at 2006. I look at that game, that grand final in 2006 against the Broncos, and I don't know, Wayne just... He's got this ability to find something. When Melbourne were the favourites, and they had Sean Berrigan in hooker and Shane Perry in the halfback position, but he just found something against the Craig Bellamy side that... You know, had a lot of great players that were still finding their way to being, you know, being legitimate, not legitimate first graders, but superstars of the game. So he finds something. I saw him on Saturday. I was talking to him on Saturday.
Bruce.
And Bruce, yeah.
Audio Bruce.
I know, Bruce. I was talking to him on Saturday and I just saw him. I saw him in the street and I walked past and said, "How are you going?" And he said, "Oh," he asked about Dad in South Sydney. He said, "Well, just tell your dad to enjoy the next 2 weeks."
Wow.
So, you know, he's all primed for first Sunday in October.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Joel. I think this would be absolutely, absolutely huge. I still have an asterisk around that Dragons grand final because the Melbourne Storm, that was the year they were kicked out. And that I remember watching the first half. Was it Dragons Roosters?
Yep.
They both were ordinary in the first half. I was just watching it going, Melbourne would have had 20 on them by now. So, yeah, if he can win with the against Melbourne this year with South, wow, huge.
Who are they playing in the grand final?
Melbourne.
I think Melbourne.
I think Melbourne. Yeah, there's an argument, isn't there, guys, that Penrith have had two really, I suppose, physical encounters against South and Parra, and that they'll just be, you know, there's just be no juice left in the tank. But the flip side of that is you're battle-hardened, and you've got to be battle-hardened to go on and play Melbourne as well. So,
At the end of the day, boys, I was saying with Penrith, right, so they knew at the start of the year most likely they'd have to beat Melbourne and they'd have to beat a top-four side in the last 2 weeks of the comp. That remains exactly the same. That hasn't changed. Their defence, you know, people are focusing on their attack, but their defence was unbelievable. And, you know, if they can get Brian To'o back and just having him in that dressing shed, the energy he brings, you're now at the big stadium. You're not at Mackay. This is a big stadium, Suncorp Stadium, a big crowd. You know, Matty Burton's there. He wasn't there last year. Cameron Smith is not there. So I equally think it'll be Craig Bellamy's best ever performance to win a competition without, you know, Cronk, Smith, Slater, those type of guys. Mm. But I think Penrith are still well in this competition. Do you boys agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Huge. Yeah.
A bit depends on Viliami Kikau. What's the word on him? Is he going to be right? I think, you know,
bad laceration, but also rolled that lateral part of his ankle. So not sure which one's the most serious. But, you know, he won't be able to train in the early stages of the week. So.
That doesn't matter, does it? At this stage, it doesn't matter if you can't train.
Might be a blessing to not train.
Depends on the individual. Some individuals have to train every session. They have to be involved. Some can't sit out. It just doesn't sit well with them, where some can. Mm. Not knowing his personality was.
I don't think Cleary is as fit as we think. I don't think that shoulder. I know the shoulder, he needs an operation.
Yeah.
They're saying that he's going to try and nurse it through, but I don't think that he's not taking the line on like he was. Mm.
Well, that's exactly why, boys, I was saying, I think that every single coach in this competition, it'll be their greatest performance because you've got Ivan, who would have won his first comp. Nathan is buckled at the moment. I totally agree with that, Fletch. You've got Desi, who's, they haven't beaten a top four side yet all year. They were $5 to win the Wooden Spoon after four rounds. So I think every single coach will be their greatest ever performance if they win this year. And you throw in the COVID situation and the relocations and those types of things, but there
hey,
you go.
Hey, boys, can I just say this? It's another time for another edition of this.
This makes me nervous.
This is pretty good. This is pretty good. I don't mind this one. A 20-year-old woman will spend the rest of the year in jail after slashing a woman with a knife during an attempted car theft that came undone after realising she couldn't drive a manual. This is Julianne Richards, recently pleaded guilty on two counts of armed robbery and company in the District Court of Beenleigh. So she basically tried to carjack a lady in, this is my favourite suburb, Indooroopilly.
Indooroopilly.
Okay, so obviously the woman that was driving the car, she refused to let this lady in, but a struggle ensued. And the woman who slashed with the knife on her left forearm, the 20-year-old who was high on ice, grabbed the woman and swung her to the ground, forcing her keys also to fall out. Richards took them, looked in the car, and then said, "Shit, it's a manual." Before running away with a group of other ice addicts, and decided to get the bus.
So none of them could drive a manual.
Nah, so this was a gang. This was the ice gang. Yeah. And so Indooroopilly. Is that how I'm saying it right?
Yeah, Indooroopilly.
Phonetically, it says Indooroopilly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, what happens if Matty Johns turned to crime and he had to start carjacking
people? Buckley's.
He'd be no chance, would he?
That's why in an emergency you should teach your kids to drive a manual.
I taught my daughter. I made her to get her manual license at 16.
Are they still making many of them?
So you get them up there.
Being an ice addict and needing to go about 10 km, is that an emergency, Fletch?
What do you mean?
Is that what you mean? In an emergency, you should be able to. No.
I mean like a real emergency. Sorry, Satch, are you saying in Queensland you get a license for a manual or an automatic?
If you get your you get an automatic license, you can't drive a manual at all.
That should be the case.
Yeah, we don't get it down here.
Yeah. I know. Mm.
You bikes are strange up there.
But no, you can get an automatic license down there and then, 12 months later, it's a manual license, something like that?
No, we just play on.
We just march on.
I've got an A-grade.
Quick, don't forget them.
Give us a quick A-grade. We've only got like a minute.
Brazilian footy star, he's named the Hulk, they call him, he's Givalindo de Souza. He has announced his ex-wife's niece is pregnant with his fourth child.
What?
So he broke up from his wife, 12-year relationship, but now he's just launched on social media that his niece...
He's Graham McNeice.
...and he are having a child.
His wife's niece.
You've held that back.
Still, it's niece.
It's not, but it's not by blood.
It's freaky.
She's not...
Doesn't count.
She's
17.
Anyway, they're A grades. Mm. I'm getting smashed too. By the way, boys, I took the dog. I'm not a national park sort of type of guy, and we took our little bloody dog out there, and we're getting smashed. Yeah. Did you guys know that exclusively for national parks, you're not to have any dogs? Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
You did know that.
It's common knowledge, isn't it? The reason why is because dog urine affects koalas in gum trees.
Oh, righto.
It does. That's true.
Righto. There you go.
What, hang on, Badge, you got one?
No.
Is Woogie
there?
No.
You're an A-grade, Badge.
Woogie's not there, yeah.
Is Woogie
there? I'm here, mate. I'm giving mine to Rugby Union Australia for putting... the test against Argentina on Saturday night when you've got rugby league in the Arvo, then you've got the AFL Grand Final.
And it's a historic match too, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
But you wouldn't have watched it anyway, Woogie.
Why? I'll be asleep by then anyway.
You haven't watched them play anyway.
I watched the last couple
of minutes. You want to watch them play on Sunday. You didn't watch the All Blacks or the Springboks.
But no,
I didn't watch that.
No one's spoken about it, has they? Everyone's been up in arms about the National Rugby League and the AFL and poor rugby. No one's said a word about it.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
I'm a dual international, boys. I don't know if you know. I played for the Wallabies, the old team. What do you call it? The Masters? Yeah, I did. Don't laugh.
Well, Hong Kong Sevens or something?
No, it was in Bermuda.
What?
Yeah, it was one of the greatest trips I've ever had.
Boys, we must run. Lovely to talk
about. Keep up the brucing too, Sats.